truck quotes. Lumezi girl dies after house collapse. In international news, British heavyweight boxer discharged from Nigerian hospital. And in sport news, Hichilema calls for sport reset after AFCON. With the news in details, my name is Joshua Sichamba. In local news, the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, has impounded numerous vehicles for various traffic offences during routine New Year's Eve patrols. RATSA Public Relations Officer Chanda Chidumba says the offences include drinking and driving, expired road tax, expired certificates of fitness and insurance, as well as invalid driving licenses. Chilumba has also voiced concern over the growing number of unlicensed drivers, most of whom are minors. She told ZNBC News in an interview that RASTA will not spare anyone violating road traffic regulations, noting that the agency has carried out expensive public awareness campaigns. Meanwhile, RATSA Road Traffic Inspector Ignatius Chisangano said all motorists charged during the operation will appear before fast track courts across the country. Chisangano said the patrols are aimed at improving road safety and ensuring that only roadworthy vehicles are allowed on the roads. A 7-year-old girl has died while an elder sister has sustained injuries after a house collapsed on them in Lumezi district of Eastern Province. The deceased Mary Mpiri and her sister Livness Piri, both of Tabale Farms, were affected when part of the two-roomed house caved in during the early hours of yesterday. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba said the girl's mother, Malika Piri, who was sleeping in a separate bedroom, heard an unusual sound and alerted her husband. The couple then went to check that what had happened. Mwemba said they found that part of the house had collapsed and the two children. He said the young girl died at the scene, while the 10-year-old sister sustained injuries to her legs, ribs, chest and head, and complained of general body pains. Mwemba said the body of the deceased was taken to Lumezi District Hospital, where the injured child has also been admitted. He added that the survivor's condition is critical as her abdomen is reportedly swelling. In a significant victory for the ruling United Nations Development, UPND, in Western Province, the party has secured both local government by-election in Mutondo and Litawa wards of Nalikwanda constituency, Mongu District. The UPND candidate, Livanga Kalumiana, emerged victorious in Mutondo ward with 590 votes, defeating rival Simata Muya of the UPPZ, who gained 168 votes. Notably, 8 votes were rejected in this closely watched contest. The by-election in Litawa ward held on December 31st, 2025, following the unfortunate demise of the incumbent councillor, also saw a tense battle among three political parties, UPPZ, Leadership Movement LM, and UPND. With 1,211 registered voters in Litawa ward, a total of 706 votes were cast, with 11 votes being rejected. While AM received 8 votes and UPPZ secured 195 votes, UPND's candidate Mwitumwa stood out with 493 votes, ultimately declared as the winner by the returning officer, Siangandu. Nixon Nkwapu, the provincial electoral officer, commended the peaceful conduct of the by-election from the nomination day through to the polling day. Still in local news, the Road Development and Safety Agency, pardon me. And finally, in local news, agriculture specialist Oliver Bulaya has appealed to the non-governmental sector to increase investment in women's farmers, describing it as a key driver of economic growth with and community development. Recently, the Kaluli Development Foundation, in partnership with the Ministry of Agriculture in Pemba District, supported women farmers at Siamuleya Agricultural Camp by providing irrigation kits and farming starter packs through a pass-on program aimed at improving food security. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Mulaya said such initiatives play an important role in raising household incomes and boosting productivity within communities. Irrigation is one area that empowers farmers economically in the sense that they will continue committing themselves to off-season cropping system. Bulaya added that the irrigation is also vital in helping women and communities understand efficient water use while increasing agricultural yield despite unpredictable weather patterns, making it a sustainable approach for the agriculture sector. He said the partnership is a commendable step that not only improves the livelihood of women but also support crop production in difficult climatic conditions. Bulaya has also further encouraged the private sector and local communities to actively participate in similar initiatives as a way of empowering women, farmers, and strengthening food security across the community. We now take a short break, but still to come is international and sport news. Don't go away.
Enough of wrapping socks and ties? This festive season, why not give the gift that really lights up faces? Head over to Fast Mobile, your one-stop festive shop for gadgets and gear that say, connect your loved ones with the latest iPhones, Samsungs, and Google Pixel phones. Gift someone a Blackview or Samsung tablet or simply an iPad, because streaming holiday movies on the go is basically a tradition. And what's a celebration without the perfect sound? Turn up the joy with a JBL Bluetooth speaker or bring the music closer with sleek Bluetooth headphones and earphones. Looking for something to capture the holiday magic? We've got you covered with Canon, Sony, and Nikon cameras, because memories are best kept in high definition. From stylish smartwatches, laptop bags and travel bags, to power banks for those long trips, our bobbing machines and cordless clippers make sure you are picture perfect for every selfie. So this festive season, come to Fast Mobile, because your perfect gift is just waiting to be wrapped. Find us on Freedom Way at shop number A75, Chiparamba Road, shop number 06, and East Park Mall, store number 113C. Fast Mobile, for today's best technology.
Fortunately, this lover doesn't have to worry. All you have to do is refreshment area, get himself a nice fresh bottle of mud. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water, ask for Manzi.
Manzi, yeah.
Welcome back, and now in international news. British heavyweight boxer Anthony Joshua has been discharged from hospital in Nigeria days after a fatal car accident that killed two of his close friends. The former World Cup champion was deemed fit to recuperate at home, the Ogun and Lagos states, said in a joint statement describing a heavy heart.